And speaking of games, the box office beatdown has entered into double digits for weeks past. Or did we do that last week? I can't remember. Was this the 10th week or 11th
this
week?
This is the 11th week.
Okay, well, we're well into our double digits then. We're almost into our fourth month of it. And last week, Austin?
I believe that you won. No. I don't know who won.
I know you're used to saying that.
I am used to saying that. I did Jim
I got my
time.
Second victory, which makes the grand total 7 wins for Tim, 2 wins for me, and 2 no contests. It's not nearly the one-sided beating that it once was.
So how did he win 2 weeks?
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Was.
So what was it that you...
Come on, Rocky. Get back up.
What did you predict?
I picked Madagascar to retain in a second week. You picked Rock of Ages.
And not only did Rock of Ages not finish number one, it didn't finish number two, and it barely was number one of the new movies that came out last week. So Prometheus stayed at number two, and Rock of Ages was third. So, and there's question whether Rock of Ages will actually get the $50 million in box office, which is really kind of stunning considering, considering it's got the best actor of his generation in it.
Needs Kate Winslet.
it does need Kate Winslet. So, Jim and I have turned in our predictions for this week. The new movies coming out are Brave, that's the Pixar film, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, which I would guess is going to get an interesting reaction and reception in Springfield, and in semi-limited release, it is playing in Decatur, but just at one theater in our circulation area. I would guess it's also playing in Champaign. But it's only playing at Hickory Point in Decatur. It's Searching for a Friend at the End of the World. Something like that.
Something like that. For the End of the World. I just think of it as the funny Patton Oswalt movie coming out.
Yes. And Keira Knightley.
Who's the dude?
Steve Carell.
Okay.
His wife is also in it. Has a small part.
Who is his wife?
Nancy Carell.
Hold on.
All right. Well, you both picked Brave. And Jim went with a $61 million, and Tim went with a $57 million. So we have a narrow range again.
We've done this before.
Yes.
And whenever we have picked the same movie and had to break it on box office total, I have won.
No, the first time that I
won.
No,
you're wrong,
remember.
Jim. No.
The first time that I won was when we both picked the same dollar value for... I forget which one. You took the under, I took the over, and it ended up slightly over.
You won on that one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got so jobbed on that. So really, last week was your first legitimate win.
And this week will be the third.
Whoa.
Very good. Confidence is a good thing to have. And at least we don't have to trot out the baton death
march. It's the only thing that keeps me holding on. Don't be a lollygagger.
Because you lollygag back here to do this, and you lollygag back to your desk... To do the work. And you know what that makes you, Austin?
A lollygagger.
In the meantime, I'm Tim Kaine.
And I'm Jim Burrell.
And Jim is going to be here solo for the next couple weeks, so be kind to him, everybody.
Oh, boy.
Until then.